Jimmy Buffett. Fuck Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett is an American singer who,
My name is Bailey Hall, and I'm a student at Tufts University. I run a weekly radio show called Brown Bag Culture.
WMFO Medford.
Знаешь, Бомбино, я даже рад, что мы здесь застряли. Мы ведь так редко бываем в лесу.
Столько воздуха кругом, голова пошла бегом.
Слышишь, это поет соловей. Какое счастье слушать. Как он
поет. This idiot that blows a horn every morning. Unless he's not working anyway. Here we go.
He's
bothered.
Discard the video.
Hello?
Do that.
Начальник полиции Фокстрот слушает.
But I have a dip in already.
Где мой парашютик?
And I got a little bit left in that can, so...
Где моя сказочка?
I'll put the rest of that in, just so at least I can do a dip in.
Лучшие сыщики, отдавленные ребята, Додер и Финчер идут по следу.
Sucks, man. I can't do that.
We end here tonight with a musical.
Вот что, Фунтик. Мы едем в соседний город. Нас там давно ждут дети. Поехали с нами.
Да. That last little bit.
One, two, three, four.
ему это не надо. Вы лечите в университете в Массачусетсе. Он учился в школе. Он родился и вырос в Массачусетсе. Сейчас он живет в Пенквуде, Массачусетсе. Он высокий парень. Его темные волосы и карие глаза. У него очень хороший характер. Интересный историй человек. Ему нравится фотография, музыка и природа. Какой у Юры характер? У него хороший характер. А какой он человек? Он очень добрый и внимательный парень. А чувство юмора у него есть. У него хорошее чувство юмора. Мне всегда весело, когда мы вместе. Понятно.
Years, 350 years. Серьезно. You know, I believe that we were here a lot before records started as well. I feel a part of the land. I feel that it's, you know, my inheritance, my life, my love.
At the University of Massachusetts,
Dartmouth. Has been given to me from this land, from the area. We're in North Wales on the Carnedi Mountain Range, which is very close to the highest mountain in Wales, which is called Snowdonia.
Well, own it and not take it out.
Many peaks over 3,000 feet, and it's probably the only place in England and Wales where I can look from.
You are. You will pay a price if you stay.
more than what we see going on.
Did you believe it at all at any point?
I didn't pay attention to it at first. I thought it was just something very strange.
Yeah.
Then I noticed some things. The key ingredients to me are, number one, the city that it comes from. I noticed it.
They are sleeping right across the hall. And it's really late, so. But I just wanted to get another video. Gonna be posting consistently. And yeah. So you're asking yourself, Michael, why do you have black pepper right here and a piece of paper? Well, guys, I think
on the subway, one time, I see this guy who I assumed was homeless bring two giant containers of barbecue wings on the train. He had a large container of ranch to go along with the wings.
Almost said
so he starts going to town, dipping the wings in ranch and eating them.
So
pretty quickly, he dumps this entire container of ranch all over the crotch of his track pants. With a wing in his hand, he looks down at his crotch for about 10 seconds, like, "Well, that sucks." Then he just starts dipping the wings in his crotch ranch. I watched this happen for my whole 15-minute ride.
We're gonna end up snorting most of it. So let's get my dollar bill and let's roll this bitch up. Gotta make sure it's tight.
Однажды в метро я вижу, что этот парень, который, как я полагал, был бездомным, принес в поезд два гигантских контейнера с крыльями для барбекю. У него был большой контейнер с ранчо. чтобы идти с крыльями. Поэтому он начинает идти в город, опуская крылья на ранчо и поедая их довольно быстро. Он вываливает весь этот контейнер с ранчо на промежность своих спортивных штанов. С крылом в руке он смотрит на свою промежность около 10 секунд. Как хорошо, что отстой. Затем он просто начинает опускать крылья на своем ранчо, где наблюдал. Как это происходит на протяжении всей моей 15-минутной поездки?
The line's gone. My left nostril. Guys, it's so much pain. All right, we gotta get the right nostril. Guys, not even gonna lie. Like, it stung, but it's honestly not as bad as snorting the salt. So, I think I know what needs to be done. Let's go get the salt. Hey guys, what is up? Back with the cocaine. There we go. Got my salt right there. Where's my dollar? Where did I put my dollar? Oh, got my dollar rolled up. Hang on, I gotta re-roll it. I'm honestly a pro at this. It's kind of sad. You guys are forcing me to do this. You guys are bullying me. Nah, I'm kidding. I feel like this is a funny video. Alright, the pepper one, they were not bad. The salt ones, my friends know this is gonna be bad. This is gonna be bad. Okay, get ready. I'm only doing my left nostril. Okay, let's get ready for some pain. Real quick.
Hitting that boy with the fire. They ain't even notice me.
I'm getting sketched out a lot because I've been digging all around the neighborhood and cops just always roll up on me. I was at the mall the other day and we almost got in trouble because we had dip in our pockets. But my cans are starting to come up because I've been dipping so much.
I be playing life stupid. I remix the dough with shoe polish. How I do it? Tell me what you know. I be playing life stupid. I remix the dough with shoe polish. How I do it?
Everywhere. trying to make videos every day because I gotta keep uploading so my channel can grow bigger. And I was thinking, like, Christmas coming up, I could
Sir David Ernest Hutchins, FRGS, the 22nd of September 1850 to the 11th of November 1920, was a British forestry expert who worked around the British Empire. Hutchins was educated at Blundell's School in the Ecole Nationale des Hautes Forêts, National School of Water Resources and Forestry, at Nancy, France. He then joined the Imperial Forestry Service in India, in which he served for 10 years, then served for another 23 years in the South African Forest Service, where he recommended that a forest service be started in the Transvaal and that certain Mexican pine species, such as Pinus petula, be cultivated. He finally served 3 years in the British East Africa Forest Service, from which he retired as Chief Conservator of Forests. In 1908 and 1909, he explored the forests around Mount Kenya. After his retirement, he reported on the forests of Cyprus in 1909 for the Colonial Office and toured the forests of Australia in 1914-1915 for the Government of Western Australia. And in 1916, toured the forests of New Zealand to compile a report for the Dominion government. He was knighted in the 1920 New Year Honours 1 Bracalina Hutchinsi. A species of African tree in the Asteraceae family was named after him.
Sometimes even in class,
I can't keep it in the side.
When we're just doing whatever and teacher doesn't care, I'll just throw dipping back in the corner and so I can just calm down because school's stressful.
But this is the uncracked can. This is the uncracked can.
But,
this is...
Dad gave me a big old... Let me have a big old swig of beer last night.
Exactly like straight.
In Oklahoma, he said he's gonna let me... have my first beer, but it's not my first beer. It's gonna be my first beer with him.
Come here, Calvin. Come here. You gotta hold the camera so I can throw a dip in.
And he also said he'll buy me a bag of chew. So, hope that happens.
Alright, he's holding the camera.
Drinking freeze in here right now. I got shorts on. I got so many goosebumps on my legs.
Stop it. Alright.
So fuck it, you English people like wipe the stove, aren't you?
Crazy English blokes.
Crazy
English blokes. Crazy English blokes.
English Lewis.
I warned you this could go for a while.
Crazy English blokes.
Oh, tell them right.
Shit, you got it.
Crazy English blokes. So that's you, there's she who
who's gonna win?
Gonna win.
The little hobbit.
Stop English blokes.
He keeps going. If she knows that this is how I can get on his skin,
then
keep going. So you don't want to feed her into that bullshit.
Crazy you
stay
English
calm and lost, but she'll stop it because she'll see it ain't accomplishing her goal, which is to piss him off. Some women get off pissing their man off.
Crazy English blokes.
I refuse to get sweaty,
Crazy English blokes.
Hasn't he found Scarlet, that's it?
Crazy English blokes.
You can't stand up.
Crazy English blokes.
Crazy English blokes.
Crazy English blokes.
Yeah, they're just like hugging each other. That's why everyone sleeps together.
What did you say about Minecraft?
Minecraft is good?
Okay, so anyways, it's still boiling kind of bowl of water, and yeah.
He's doing this.
Shut the fuck up, you ugly bitch.
What is up? Coat Boys back with another vid today. Damn it, Chico, shut up. Making another vid today, and we're gonna be dipping some more grizzly bone cup whenever. Last night
I want to be able to suck my own dick. It's not gay. It's my own dick. I'll be sucking.
Here's a picture.
Holy show is gay. Oh, for Christ's sake!
What
do you mean? Look at that.
Another one.
We ain't gay. Haters. Are
you really drunk? Wait,
Nice little dip right there. All right, so
Got that dip in. Hope y'all pack one with me. And we're gonna get in to whatever we gotta talk about. So, my buddy just started a new channel. It's called Southern Dipper. Or not Southern Dipper. It's called True Dipper. If I can, I'll leave him in the description. Because he just started his channel. It's small like mine.
Balkan Music Night is the Boston area's premier event devoted to the exciting and soulful repertoires of traditional music and dance from southeastern Europe. The 34th annual Balkan Music Night will be held on March 16, 2019, featuring music and dance from Bulgaria, Greece, Hungary, Macedonia, Serbia, more. Performed by master musicians and bands from near and far. With performances of lively instrumental music and expressive vocal music, you'll be able to listen and dance to music from all corners of the Balkans and beyond. Light refreshments, dance instruction, and a dance performance are part of the fun. It all starts at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center at 51 Walden in Concord, MA. For more details and to purchase tickets, go to BalkanMusicNight.com.
Hey.
I create pretty good content, same as mine. Not any worse, not any better. That's what I originally started the channel with them.
Oh, that's it.
Playboy Carti, hitting that bitch with the fire. Notice me, hitting that boy with the fire. Nigga didn't notice me, hitting that bitch with some fire. He ain't even notice me, hitting that bitch with the fire. Nigga didn't notice me, hitting that boy with the fire. They ain't even notice me, they ain't even notice me. They ain't even notice me, they ain't even notice me. They ain't even notice me, hitting that boy with the fire. Nigga didn't notice me. Verse 1, Playboy Carti, tell that little bitch I got bucks. You talking 2 months, tell that little bitch I got bucks. You talking to me, hitting that boy with that fire. Nigga didn't say NOW it was me, nigga be dead to me. Nigga be dead me to hitting that bitch from the side. I'm gonna have a menage, I'm gonna have a good time. I'm gonna fuck her and I see wanna play with that fire. Shorty gonko to play with that fire, Jesus. Nigas ain't ready for slime. They ain't ready for slime. Chorus, Playboy Carti and Young Nudy. Hitting that bitch with the fire. Notice me, hitting that boy with the fire. Nigga didn't notice me, hitting that bitch with some fire.
Funny dinosaur.
Hitting that boy with the fire. He ain't even notice me.
He ain't even notice me.
They ain't even notice me, they ain't even notice me. They ain't even notice me, hitting that boy with the fire. Nigga didn't notice me, yeah, that's me.
Notice me.
Young Moody, hitting that boy with the FY, what up? Mish a motherfucker, TRY, KNOW, slime gone, caught fire, slime. I been feeling all the shot since I was a little nigga little nigga had a pistol. Pistol never was I shoot, never getting money since I own him. Young in court, E-H-O-E-S coming. Cut it up, got the nigas out here front in no them pushy nigas bluffing. Facts, these nigas. Wasn't a short in NAH, slime ball being passing. That's slime ball about that action. Slime and UKNOW at the happening A-H, A-Bitch, chorus. Playboy Carti and Young Nudy, hitting that bitch with the fire. Notice me, fire, fire, fire. Hitting that boy with the fire. Nigga didn't notice me, hitting that bitch with some fire. He ain't even notice me, VRR. Hitting that bitch with the fire. Nigga didn't notice me, VRR. Hitting that boy with the fire. They ain't even notice me, they ain't even notice me. They ain't even notice me, they ain't even notice me. They ain't even notice me. Hitting that boy with the fire. Nigga didn't notice me.
Huh?
Father Boy Carty, hit things at bit with fair not a came hit things at boy with fair Nigga didn't, not a came hit things at bit with some every Hey ain't, even not a came hit things at bit with fair Nigga didn't, not a came hit things at boy with fair Hey ain't, even not a came, hey ain't, even not a came Feint, even not a came, feint, even not a came, feint, even not a came, hit things at boy with fair Nigga didn't, not a came, verseln. Plowboy carty, tesh that little bit, he got bags. Boy talking, to man's tesh that little bit, he got bags. Boy talking, to me hit tin, that boy with that vibe. Nigga didn't. No, it was me, nigga baby at to me. Nigga baby at me at hit things at bit. From face the him, wrong a have a menage him, wrong a have a gold team him, wrong a work her and yes, he one a ply with that VS outer wrong, ply with that VS face. Nigga signed, me are the more slim. Feint, me are the more slim, dogs. And going need to hit things at bit with fair not
a
came
hit things at boy with what is this garbage could be one of them I would also be saying I don't remember subscribing okay look don't unsubscribe alright we'll get to normal upload soon I promise but something is something heavy on my mind if you don't know who Playboy Cardi is that's fine it's okay but you may know him from this song called Magnolia one day I figured I'd go ahead and re-listen to his latest album and once I heard the song pull up, I realized Play-Doh Curtain is a mastermind. So today, I'm about to show y'all the true meaning behind Diamond. So he starts off the album with long time intro. It begins and ends with no cap and gown, I ain't got no clap. Fucking begins and ends with no cap and gown, I ain't go to class. I'd rather die before I come in last. Now, first of all, if that's the case, don't diss anybody because he's some trash. But it doesn't matter, right? Because this nigga is.
Dialed. Album of the
background, like the Deer Woods camo background, and the grizzly on all their cans, and this one has the claws.
I'm not a pig, I'm not a cow. is, I'm chomping at the bit. Let me gallop 40 miles, a horse will never quit. I'm a horse.
Cause that's how we roll, so we're gonna be doing that. Just came off the walk, I'm gonna be my second. And the whole side right there.
Good morning. Welcome to the Daybreak Show. I am the Sultan, and it's a cold morning here in the Philadelphia area. Stirring my coffee with chopsticks, using the vortex method, the only way to truly optimize the taste of your coffee at the molecular level.
Molecular level!
Yum. Before we start the show today, something came to mind about identity. And I've been divorced for many years. But I remember...
No, he's got him. He's like, look, here.
We're a film. Oh, you're right. Yeah,
he's got
dude,
him.
Dude, he's a fucking monster.
In any event, you're alone now, and you don't really know the skill set to go out and meet beautiful women. Well, I want you to understand that there's plenty of help for you, and there's also plenty of women out there that are looking for older men.
I've got a present for you.
But it has to be the right type of
I hope that you like this present.
You see, women like a more dominant man, especially an older dominant man.
So I thought right. that I'd give you this.
When I well, say I dominant, we're gonna do it. You gotta understand what I'm talking about, what I'm not speaking about.
Wow,
I'm talking about socially dominant. A man who can handle any social situation. This is what women are attracted to. Not talking about an abusive man. Okay? So, in a social environment where there's women, like a nightclub, you will find that the more dominant male is the one who is going to have the best shot of picking up the woman. It's just the way it is. Right? Now, going out today as an older man, you're going to find that women can be very hard on a weak man.
He's right. I am a man.
They can be very tough.
Right,
you go into a nightclub nowadays, you're gonna find women that are all made up, that have their tits hanging out, their ass is hanging out, and they're wanting what they got. And if a weak man comes along, they will crush that man. They will bury that man emotionally, and they will embarrass that man if they can. And you don't want to be that man. You want to be that man.
The C says,
every letter makes a sound. The C says,
the D says,
every letter makes a sound. The D says,
12.
As my dad puts his dip in his front lip right here, I think that's weird. This is my dad's family. Used to own a tobacco farm in, I think, Virginia. And he said he just go out there and get tobacco and just put it in. That's the first time he ever did it. And he swallowed a whole lot of chew.
As you should for like...
Right there. But yeah, he swallowed a whole lot of chew. Got sick.
Welcome back to another video. My name is Aaron, and I help people expand their consciousness. Now, in this video, I'll be sharing with you how to instantly open your third eye and a powerful technique and exercise for doing so. Now, with this process, and the way that I explain it is a little bit different than the way that you might hear it on other channels. And that is because I like to explain it in a much more practical and relatable sense so that we can really apply it from a point of an experience. Now, with this, the way that I explain it is that we normally see through our two eyes. We have a left eye, we have a right eye. And when we look through our eyes, we are seeing duality because we are seeing the polarization. We are seeing the left and the right, or through the left and the right. And the idea is that in order to see through our third eye, we must transcend duality. We must transcend being attached to the beliefs that we have through what we see through our eyes in order to then get to a higher level of perception. Now, in order to do this, I explained in prior videos, the higher level of perception. From a point of observation, a point of neutrality, and that allows us to detach
from the beliefs that we have and through what we see through that duality. Now, I'm going to take this video a step further and really share with you the missing key to so many of these techniques, and that's making this a complete holistic process. Now, what I mean by this and what I want to share with you is from what is called the Heart Math Institute, which involves understanding the electromagnetic power of the heart. Now, a lot of times, all the focus is on the mental aspects of it, of using and putting the focus on the third eye. But what I want to do with this video and what can give you instant results is being able to put the attention on connecting the heart to the head. Now, the reason this is because they've shown that the electromagnetic energy of the heart is thousands of times more powerful than that of the head. So when many people are going about this process, they're only using the mental side of it, but if you were to apply the connection from the heart, it makes it so much more powerful. Now, in order to do this, what you can do is you can simply sit down in cross-legged position or however you feel comfortable, and what you can do is put the awareness on feeling inside of your heart. And what you want to do is you want to magnify that feeling. If you have to put your hands over your heart, you can, but you want to feel from your heart center. Now, the next step is being able to imagine using visualization and feeling. Imagine it connecting, going up your neck.
This is Ben Brown by Culture. WMFO Medford.
All the way to your third 91.5 eye area,
FM.
Which is right
WMFO Medford.
Top Freeform Radio. Eyes. So it'd be right about here. What you want to do is then focus on feeling and connecting that through visualization and also having the intention of connecting that. And as you begin to breathe into it, and then you close your eyes and you look up. That was what I explained in another video. That's a technique that's been around for thousands of years. Just close your eyes, bring your eyes up, almost as if you are looking at your third eye area. And as you do that and you put the attention there, you will start to find that your thinking goes away, the habitual thoughts that you are thinking, and it allows you to then get to a much more present state. Now, the key to this is that as you begin doing it, you are moving the feeling, the electricity.